Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life, you know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
R&B money. We up. Tank Valentine. We are the authorities on all things R&B.
Ladies and gentlemen, what's going on? This is the R&B Money Podcast, the authority on R&B. I am Tank. This is Mr. Jay Valentine. And in the hot seat, caliente. Mi hermano, Swaggy P, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, so good to have him here. I love his name.
Swaggy, so Swaggy is, where'd you get Swaggy? Because you always got, you know, you got different fabrics.
Yeah, it's a gift from God, you know. Me and God talk like that. When I was coming into this world where y'all, you know, where y'all live, God said, I'm going to make you specifically for, you know, this style purposes of the world. So that's why I'm a gift for y'all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nigga definitely ain't a gift for me.
I accept what he's giving, okay? You're going to turn it down. I'm going to accept it.
I'm a prophet. Yeah, I'm a prophet, man.
You're a style prophet.
Yeah, I came, you know.
So here's the real question, though.
Yeah.
Before you had a couple dollars, were you swaggy? Because that's a whole nother, you know what I mean?
You know, I always had something.
You know, we can find something on Google.
We can pull up on your original house. Right. Go through the original photos.
Right. Who is this?
You could be tricky.
It was different styles back then. White tees, that didn't cost that much, you know? Okay. You just got to have some nice shoes back then. You know,
yeah.
So you got you were swaggy as a kid.
Yeah.
Now was your, did they call you swaggy, or are you just playing with us right now?
They didn't call me swaggy, but you
when
know,
did they start calling you swaggy?
Or did you start calling yourself?
I started calling myself
okay.
that.
Okay. All
you
right.
Know, just because, right. you know, as a kid, you know, my mom, I didn't like the way my mom dressed me. So she said she would tell you this, you know. She, one day she dressed me in like a Crackerdown outfit in kindergarten. People was cracking jokes with me. And I never let her pick my outfit since. So, you know, that's where this came from, you know.
Oh, so you've been in your bag since five.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I do.
So what is your rhythm?
My rhythm.
Yeah, what is your rhythm? What is your...
Because you know, R&B Money podcast.
I see you throwing R&B's metaphors.
No, what is your rhythm like, style? Like when you're looking at something, like when you either... Because you have your own stuff that you make.
Yeah.
Or
shout out Most Hated.
Shout out Most Hated. Or if you're going through a rack of something, what are you looking for? Are you looking for something that's completely different or completely off the wall? Or are you looking for a certain texture that just...
It depends on my mood. You know, some days I feel calm, so I might...
You're giving me a lot of Goldie right now.
Yeah, it depends on the mood, you know?
He know when he in the presence of players. I mean, you know what I'm talking about? He know when he in the presence
of... Listen, he tipped to the side of him.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. Look how he holding snacks and shit.
Baby,
look how he holding snacks and shit, man.
You know, baby, if it makes me feel good... makes me feel good, baby. I will...
Man, that's dope.
Niggas eating cookies and drinking champagne.
Yeah.
Because I do.
Some days when you feeling like, you know, I'm going to kill ass with my chest out. That's why you threw that on.
Yeah, yeah. No, I just, you know, I don't mind having a nip slip for the ladies. You know what I'm saying?
You know, you like the little Cuban.
Give them a slight preview. Yeah. You feel me, my man?
Something wrong with you, man.
You know what I mean? But I think it's like...
I don't think I've seen Valentine in nothing like that, though. What's up, man?
Oh, Valentine get wavy. Valentine get wavy, yeah.
You mean every now and then?
No, the nigga haircut always stay the same shit.
No, that's...
That's perfect. That's perfect.
Some things are going to be with that.
You know? Like, when he hoop, he got the same curl. When he on the street, it's the same curl. Like,
hold on, like you said earlier, it's straight from the womb.
Yeah.
He got that from the womb. With just an N. The back got a D on the end. Womb got a D on the end. Womb.
Nigga.
So when did you know that you had a gift to hoop?
Ooh,
when did you know? Like, I know you was outside at the park doing your thing, practicing in the rain, all of those moments, but when did you know? Like, I'm cold.
Probably, I don't know. When I was younger, I noticed I could do, like, if I see something, I would go out there and do it. You know, if I see something, I'll go out there and try it, and it will come easy for me. But all my brothers played, so I was at the park 24/7. So, like, my brother next to me ended up going overseas. Brother before him went up going overseas, so I was always around basketball. So. Mm-hmm.
Could you beat your brother? When was the first time you beat your brother? When was
no
that
lie,
like a real accomplishment?
See this, so I'm beating your brother.
I'm beating him all the time.
Nah, I know your brother too. Like, he a big old nigga, whoop your ass.
I say 18.
Took you to 18?
Yeah, it took me to 18.
Shit.
Took me to 18. Yeah. I didn't really beat him. I just knew I could beat him. So I let him beat me. And I just never played him like that. So
what
it
is
came.
That?
You know, I wanted him to feel that, you know. Keep that, you know, that feeling.
The big brother feeling.
Yeah, the big brother feeling.
Huh.
It was easy because I was like, yeah, this is easy. I could, but I let him win, you know.
Now, me and Bob had a fight.
Yeah,
me and my brother, me and my brother had a full fight.
I'll do something different.
Yeah. When I figured, like, when he figured out, not even when I figured out, when he figured out, like, oh, this nigga could get me. Somehow I got slammed or something.
Yeah.
Then I fired on him, and then he was like, nigga, we fighting.
Yeah, he, like, never tested me since, though. Like, he knew it, and I, like, we both knew. It was like... I was here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then, like, we had players like Cedric Bollitz would come to our parks, and one day I dunked on him in front of everybody.
You dunked on Cedric Bollitz?
Yeah, sidebar, you know, that little bar right there.
As a teenager, though?
As a teenager in high school.
That's tough. He in the league at that time? Or he was, like, fresh out of the league, one of them type of things?
Fresh out.
That's tough. That's something to go home and talk about.
Yeah, something to go home and talk about.
Yeah. So, you grew up in L.A., though, right?
West L.A., yeah.
Okay, because a lot of people think, like, oh...
From the Valley,
From the Valley, because he went to high school in the Valley. So kind of give us the story of that.
Well, I was born and raised in West L.A. I went to Hamilton High.
Got okay, kicked you went out. All the way to high school
yeah.
in L.A.
I got kicked out my freshman year.
Okay.
Transferred to Dorsey. I mean, I got kicked out and went to Dorsey because... And I wasn't going to Dorsey. That was in the jungle. That just wasn't for me, you know. So I didn't go there
right.
at all, really. Moms found out. One day she went up there looking for me. They said, he ain't checked into this school since...
At all.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So moms didn't really understand the politics?
Nah, she didn't. She didn't. She didn't at all.
Because that's a whole thing that a lot of people don't understand about L.A. in itself,
Damn,
too. Like,
yeah.
you got to be cautious. Of the school you go to, or the blocks you walking down.
Friends you
get. They want to know where your grandmama stay.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all are the kings of that in L.A. Yeah. Where your grandmama stay. Like, when Kendrick said that on that album, I was like, I've heard that before.
Yeah.
So. Like, I ain't from here. I'm not even... I don't. My grandmama stay in the Bay. What are you talking about? Yeah. So, yeah, y'all the kings of that. So you,
yeah, like
so
my
you,
first day there, I got
Oh, you actually
on,
went?
I went my first day, banged on me. They're like, they tried to trick me like I didn't know. They was like, what's up, cuz, and all that. No, it's a whole blood school.
Right.
Yeah. Then they finally asked me where I'm from. I just, they knew what neighborhood I stayed in and everything. So.
Right.
Grew up in West, so that's the majority of Crip neighborhood.
It wasn't safe for you?
It wasn't safe
for me. Not at Dorsey. Not at Dorsey.
And your mama didn't know that?
She didn't, but she kind of could. Well, yeah.
She kinda, just like, I'm sending my baby to school.
She sending me to school. Because she thought I was going to play basketball. They had a good basketball program. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't, like, known at the time like that.
So you weren't... So in L.A., you're not a known basketball player yet?
Nah, just in my neighborhood, I was good. But...
Have you grown yet? Or did you get... Are you one of them Anthony Davis nigga go from 6'2 to 7'2
over the summer? I was already, like, 6 feet. Probably, like, 6'1 in my freshman year. But I was just... I didn't... Like school, really, so.
Yeah.
And then one day, Adrian, you know Adrian, fat boy, he was dribbling the basketball, he said, at the bus stop, and a traveling coach pulled him over and said, do you know any players? But my traveling team.
They pulled up on Adrian?
Yeah. Crazy story.
Okay, all right,
Adrian
all right.
said, yeah,
shout
I
out
got
to,
my boy.
Shout out to my player partner, Adrian, man.
He said, I got my
he
boy.
He go by another name on Instagram, but I can't say it. Yeah, I can't say what he got.
Big me 2000.
That's my dog.
Oh, God.
So they pull up on Adrian.
Yeah. And ask him, do he know any hoopers? And he said, yeah. So he took me to these tryouts. And then I killed that. And then they introduced me to the coach at Cleveland High. And then it's a wrap after that.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And when you come to the Valley, what are they busting you every day?
Yeah, they busting me. But it was like a whole different atmosphere I think I needed to see. Like,
yeah.
They was more hands-on. They made sure I was in class and everything. So, and I couldn't mess up after.
So it saved your life?
Yeah, for sure.
So they were just busting you?
Yeah.
You was on the bus by yourself?
So it wasn't like Ice Cube in the N.W.A. movie where it was like other kids and they pulled up on
it? No, it was a whole bus.
Just,
it was a whole
it's
bus.
Just swaggy in a bus.
Right?
That's all I see right now.
That's all I see. That'd
be sick, though.
And bus that shit ride. Ain't close either,
right?
though.
Bus ride.
That's a long-ass bus ride.
You good, Swaggy?
Fuck, man. Nah, that's a crazy
story. If the coach need him, the coach gonna send that
right?
bus. That's just what's gonna happen.
So this by your what, sophomore year?
Yeah, this is going into my junior year.
So I'm gonna tell you a funny story, right? I come to L.A. fresh out of high school, however you want to say out of high school, but I wasn't there no more, right? So I moved to L.A. Whatever, dog. Relax. So I'm in L.A., and I'm in the Valley. First place I come is the Valley because a lot of music, different, you know, producers.
All of
You said who?
Michael Jackson standing and singing those two?
Yeah. You know, MJ.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We'll
that's,
get to that.
That's the one right there.
So, you're a fucking fool, man. So, when I get here, you know, I had hooped back home and I still was active. I'm still hooping. And I remember maybe a year or two after being here, you know, I had found, you know, different little high school games to go to. Like, just staying in the mix. Yeah. Going by Valley College, all the little shit, just hooping. And I remember one day, bro, I think I'm at Balboa Rec. And niggas is like, bro, you gotta see this young nigga. I'm like, who? I saw mostly all the young cats coming through that can hoop. By that time, like I said, I had seen Gilbert already. Yeah. So I'm like, who are you talking about? They're like, man, it's a young nigga with a fucked up afro. That go to Cleveland High. Like, Cleveland High? Yeah, where is that? I had been here for however long at that point, but never heard of that school. Yeah, never heard of that school. Like it's that. Definitely not on no basketball
shit. Yeah, it was like that a little bit.
Man, so my brother, like, I think my brother had maybe already saw a game, two of you somewhere, but he was like, we got to go early. I get to the gym. Nigga, you can't park. When I say this nigga in his bad hairdo, afro, was so cold and athletic.
Yeah.
I'm like, because now obviously people know you as you shoot the threes and you the nigga who shot the three and turned around and didn't go in. But you shot that hoe with a whole bunch of confidence and now you are forever a meme.
Right?
Right? But people know you as a sharpshooter.
Yeah.
They don't know the young Nick Young with the dumb bounce.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, this young nigga. And I remember, I was like, he a pro.
Yeah.
Right. Same thing I said when I saw Gil. I was like,
that's all I heard too.
I was like, they're pros.
Yeah.
I was like, they pro. I was like, he's a pro. And they was like, oh, his game kind of, it ain't really, it's raw.
It's raw.
Everything I'm saying, you already know, you probably heard.
Yeah.
Everybody was saying all the same shit. I was like, man, that nigga a pro. He put on a full show, though. That was crazy, though. And that was the first time I saw.
You played in high school?
Swaggy. Yeah, I mean, you know.
We all played in high school.
You played, too?
You just didn't go pro.
Yeah. Huh? Well, Tank was a football player.
What position?
I mean, let me break it down.
He been waiting for this. He been waiting for an athlete to come on the show so he can talk his athletic shit. Go ahead, baby. Go ahead. Talk your shit.
You know I got a bag of starting fullback, rotating tailback. First quarterback, kicker.
Kicker?
Yeah, yeah.
I
got a foot, too. So I would score the touchdown and kick the extra point. That's just the type of shit I was doing.
Right. And then get no looks? Damn. That's kind of cold.
No, I got some college looks.
Okay.
I took my music scholarship instead.
And you had a music scholarship, too?
Yep. Full ride. Morgan State.
Hey, man, you ain't the only nigga that's cold like at what that. You do, man.
I thought you just start singing around the neighborhood.
No. I got it out the womb.
No, I just be singing.
He had it out the womb.
It came out the womb. out the womb. At a Christian Union Missionary Baptist Church.
Mm. Oh, so you're saying gospel.
Some you might not never know nothing about.
Mm. I'm talking the gospel before.
You don't know about no First Sunday.
I'm talking a little bit.
You don't know about no communion.
I did a devil's busy throwing up trash. Nigga did it to block my path. Hey!
It sounded like a gang song the way you sang it.
Nigga in the black man. I'm about to start talking.
I was out there doing it.
But no, I thought I could play basketball just because I was athletic. So I had my first dunk in the game in basketball was eighth grade.
Damn. So he was always buff.
No, I was actually small. I grew arms long as fuck. I'm supposed to be 6'4". Don't laugh.
Where you stop at, though?
That's a sore spot for.
I don't know. Where you stop at? 5'11"?
Yeah.
For real, 5'11"?
You gonna take 5'11"?
My dad 5'11". That's how I know.
That's what the people that did my insurance said.
It's not 5'11".
It's like 5'10" and some change, but 5'11" feels great when you said it. It felt like it meant the world to me. So always stay there.
It was old way they used to do height in the NBA.
Yeah.
No, it's but, not.
You mean they can be like, you ain't no 6'6". You 6'3" and 2/4". Dante Jones. Me and that nigga fight all the time. Like, you ain't no 6'6", Dante.
Dante 6'6"?
He said he is.
Dante 6'6".
He like probably like, yeah, because I'm 6'7", so he like 6'6".
You 6'7"?
6'6" and a half.
See?
6'6 3/4", so I rounded off to the 6'7".
That's the wild shit.
Well, so
a nigga be 7 feet tall.
But with shoes on, I'd be 6'7".
So I stopped growing early.
Yeah.
I didn't know why earlier, but that's neither here nor there. But I thought I was going to be somebody, and then I stopped growing. I could still fly, but
and the little niggas he used to pick.
Oh, so he was a bouncy little nigga.
The little niggas he was picking on.
Right.
Was now
niggas,
bigger than
niggas
him.
Was way bigger than me. So I was like, football's gonna be my thing. That was my first love. And then I took my music scholarship. They wanted me to turn in English and math homework.
He was passing.
I said, I'm out. Yeah.
You want to do no English and math?
For what?
Well, wait, so you dropped out?
Left.
Of college?
Hell yeah. I was there for two months. I was like, y'all want what?
He was Kanye before Kanye. He was
y'all want what? I'm like, I'm not doing this for nobody.
So you didn't make a grading period at all?
No. That's dope, though, man.
No. I did. I went to. I said I'm gonna just write songs and figure it out. Hopefully, I figure it out.
I mean, well, he went to USC, so we know he ain't do no work.
USC was tough, boy.
Yeah,
no,
It was tough.
It was tough. Boy.
Was it?
What was tough about it?
Because you ain't there
I
no
love
more.
Some insight.
Yeah, I was like,
what you had to do at USC?
It was just a lot of work, man.
Yeah,
a lot of work.
Yeah, that's what we call it too. I call it too when they walk by. I call it work when they walk by too. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's a lot of work at SC.
Hey, man. It was tough, man. Hey, man. There's a lot of work there.
All right, I want... So...
When you make your first album again? I remember in high school, I was banging I used to love one song
How
play
you?
For a girl, Cake and Ice Cream.
How do you?
I used to play Cake and Ice Cream.
You was in
time.
High school in 2002?
Yeah. Damn, high school.
That's crazy.
You played Cake and Ice Cream.
2002 is when that album came out.
Yeah.
Cake and Ice Cream. That's my... I'm singing on that song is my ex-wife, her sister, and the other girl that was in their group.
So it really Cake and Ice Cream.
And I'm singing about a threesome.
Man?
When you say it like that right now, it don't sound right.
It don't.
But when we were just making the song, we were just being creative.
Y'all just having a good time.
Just having a good time.
So if this was, if this was like this, it would be.
Right, right. Yeah. So college. How was that experience?
Yeah, that was a big change from what we were talking about for college.
Come on, let's go to.
No, we were just talking about Cake and Ice Cream. Mm.
You was in high school, now let's go to college. Yeah. Where you said it was hard work at.
It was. I was on like academic probation and shit.
No, not you.
I was trying to leave every year.
Not you. When did you declare?
My junior year.
Oh, you stayed 3 years?
Yeah, I was trying to leave.
You stayed two.
I tried to leave my second year, but they said it wasn't looking good for me.
You were going to be undrafted.
Yeah, I probably would have went second round.
Okay.
But I wanted to, like, I was scared. I didn't know all this work I built up, shot golden, just... go fall to the second round and try hard. But they said I could be like a for sure first round pick next year. Cause back then it wasn't like the one and goals and that's when KD started that whole little one and done little thing. So I came up with KD, you know.
Okay.
Are y'all in the same class?
Yeah, yeah.
And what did you go?
I went 16.
Did anybody promise you before that?
What, man? I thought...
Because how does that... tell us that process, how that shit goes, because...
I was supposed to go like 12.
When a nigga offer you a record deal, it's pretty much you do a record deal.
Yeah.
Most of the time, if they call back.
I was supposed to go like 12 to the Clippers.
Okay.
And then I was supposed to go... They said if I didn't go 12, they guaranteed me 13, but two people failed.
The Clippers had 12 and 13?
They had 12 and New Orleans had 13.
Okay.
But two people failed that they didn't think was gonna fall that far.
Ah, okay.
And they picked them. I was sitting there mad because I wanted to be in LA forever, you know.
Right.
First time about to leave LA, go to some city, and I ended up going to DC with Gil and all that.
You know how that worked out.
Yeah.
I was raised there.
DC?
Mm-hmm.
It's all right. DC, all right.
I like DC. I think more people that ain't from there, we like it. Yeah. Niggas that's from there be like, man, it's tough.
For real, yeah.
And that whole DMV.
I'm on the church scene. So it's still crazy. It was still crazy out there for me. Like
Maryland, nice too, though.
Like, looking at DC, like when you came to DC, like what they did to DC is completely, it's something else.
Oh, yeah.
Like when we was raised, there were just parts of DC you didn't go to.
The Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
You didn't want to drive through. You know what I'm saying? When y'all came to D.C., like, they had built it up.
Yep.
Yeah. Got the MCI and all the whole little thing. And you know what I'm saying? And now it's like a real thing to be in D.C., to hang out in D.C. So now when I go to D.C., I'm like, this is really cool. But it's it really trips me out to see white people walking their dogs.
Yeah, I still have those moments in San Francisco.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, San Francisco that turned, that jogging completely be all black
now. All trapped, though.
Yeah, yeah.
They jog and walk when they dogs.
In San Francisco?
Oh, for sure. For us, it's more so one of those things where it's hidden because it's a tourist city.
Yeah.
Right? So you don't know about Hunters Point. You don't know about Sunnydale. You don't know about these areas, Fillmore. You don't know about it. They, like, what they call Western Addition is what we call Fillmore, my neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? That's what Fillmore Slim, the whole, you know, my pops. That whole thing that was known for the, you know, pimping and hoeing and the street shit. But you would never know that.
Got like a stroll, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, the Tenderloin. Yeah, we definitely got the TL. That's still strong. Yeah. It's still strong.
It's still strong.
It's still strong. But for us, they've kept it as low as possible that you just don't know it's there. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because it's like, man, this city's so small.
Yeah.
We can't say we got these niggas here. What these niggas on. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, but you go there and Gil's your vet. That's your vet. So did y'all know each other from the Valley or y'all didn't know each other at all? Because I know you said you had heard of him.
Yeah, I heard of him, but...
Right, because that nigga Gil was a legend out here.
Yeah, he was. He was a legend. Was. I remember playing against his school and I just felt like I had to kill his school because everybody was like, Gil.
Even though he wasn't there.
Yeah, even though he wasn't there. It's like, Gil went here and this is Grant.
Did you kill him?
You couldn't do what Gil do.
Did you kill him?
Us. Yeah.
What'd you get him for?
It was weak, though. I had, like, probably, like, 45 or something. It was nothing.
It was nothing. He had 45.
Like
it was
45?
Like 45.
Yeah, but they didn't have him. They wasn't, like, it wasn't getting nobody like Gil there, so.
It don't matter.
We won probably, like, 45.
45 is 45.
45 45. That's how we say it. 45. So you get to D.C. Y'all don't really know each other like that.
Not yet. But he was the first one to call me and welcome me in and... He had like two cribs out there, so he let me stay in one of them.
Of course.
Yeah, two cribs, literally up the street from each other. Because he said that one was for his girl at the time. Mm-hmm. And I guess she had moved in with him or something.
Okay.
I'm not sure. But yeah, I was staying in a big ass house.
Was free. It rent-free?
Rent-free.
Oh, Gil, hey, listen. Oh, wow. You know what? Give it up for Gil. Pour him. You know what I mean? Let me get you some more.
Because
Gil lets you stay in a free mansion.
It came with a lot of craziness, though.
No.
If I would have known, I would have stayed in a damn, in a fucking shack for $10.
No, cheers to Gil. Fuck that. Cheers to Gil. Let you stay in a free mansion. No matter what came along with it.
We'll get to that.
So Gil lets you stay in the free mansion, but he still got keys to your house.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yes.
And we know the type of nigga that Gilbert Arenas is. So how was that, your rookie year?
I ain't gonna lie. My first time going out, Gil took me out. I guess he knew the chick or whatever. Mm-hmm. I guess it was like he set the chick up to try to talk to me or something like that.
Okay.
He tell this story to everybody. He won't let nobody let this story down. So I get there my first night in D.C. on club, and I'm like, damn, this chick owned me. I didn't know Gil already set it up, you know? I'm like, damn, this is something. I'm trying to take her home and shit.
Right.
Like, I'm young, so I'm doing some bullshit. I ain't gonna lie. I was down there cuffed in the club with a string with, you know.
Are you loving the club?
I was
you
loving the club. I was the song was out, too.
As you should.
The song was out, too. I'm up here
great
doing
song,
bullshit.
Richard.
That was no bullshit. I was doing too much. So, Gil, you know, we get home and everything. After the club, Gil like, man, you doing too much with this. You doing too much. Me up here kissing her and shit on the club. You're making us all look bad. I said, what are you talking about, bro? I'm trying to take some home. You don't do it like that, man. You're supposed to do that. Everybody looking at shit. I'll show you how you do it. And they're taking a chick from me and shit.
The same girl.
He said, I told you this is how you do it. Now next time you learn.
Man.
So I'm like, man, I put all this work in. Man,
you been working on her all night.
All night. Like, I didn't really let nobody else talk. I didn't talk to nobody else. Because I was locked in.
Yeah.
Blushing and all.
I respect it.
Yeah. I respect it.
See, I just had it the other night, man. I'm trying to give you some. But you playing your cards right. You took her. Nigga. And then, but took her to my crib. Talking about that, I had her cooking eggs in the house. Now I get in the house. She in the house with the dude with Gil and everything.
Same girl.
Same girl.
And yo.
And my, yeah.
And my what's really his head, house. Yeah. So.
That is great.
He had the keys and took her there.
I understand where you were, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Tank can tell you.
That's me.
Yeah.
For real? That was young. I'm fresh out of high school, college. You know.
Even when I was old.
But from that, I see everybody got to go through that, though.
It
depends on what your thing is. Like, you if you're a lover, then
y'all have a good time.
That's what you want.
Your brothers have a good time.
I wasn't a lover.
You just didn't know.
Okay. Well, I figured out early that I'm a lover. I'm a cuddler.
I like the cuddle.
I'm a forgiver. You know what I'm saying?
Not off jump, though. Off jump?
Yeah, I forgive you.
Hey, the nigga one day told me.
And I love you.
The nigga one day told me, my motto is, it's my turn now. I said, what?
It's my turn now.
What?
That's sick. I got a lot of friends like that, too.
I don't care what happened before me.
I don't care about nothing.
None of
they get more excited, too, when like somebody like me talk to them.
Somebody like me.
Nothing bothers me. Good.
If unbothered was a person?
I don't care.
Everybody you're not allowed to deal for that.
Huh?
That's a good model, though. That's a good model.
If you can get to that space, it's a great space to be.
Because here's what I think.
That's a tough space, though.
If we really peel back the layers.
There's a lot of people that got a lot of.
Our own layers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like.
Tricky.
What are we asking them to accept?
Yeah.
If we really pull back the layers.
I know, but you don't begin like, have you ever been in the same room with.
Yeah.
That don't like bother you?
With a few of them.
It's more than one?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like two.
No, it's more than two.
It's like more than two.
Yeah.
And they be like, yeah, man, I had that. Anybody ever said, yeah, I had that too, dog?
No, I just walk through and give them the nod. Like, you know,
like we, they know.
I
like,
know you've been there. I know I'm there now. Like, that's
a tough situation.
That's not.
It's not?
No.
Ooh.
No, bro, unbothered.
Because when you, because,
as a person.
Because when you walk in, with the thing, you know what I'm saying?
You gotta act proud, though.
But I am, though, because...
Man, it's not even acting,
because
bro.
They looking. Now they like, man, I might need to revisit that. I'm like, you can't.
Don't fear.
I got it now.
You can't.
You can't. Ain't no more bookings. Yeah. Yeah, I done bought this out.
Hey everyone, I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with a Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic. And at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Yeah. That's a good model.
Bro, no, it's a stress-free model because what happens is you put yourself in a position to really be let down because a person with a real amount of bodies ain't gonna tell you everything.
Yeah.
They can't. Yeah. They're trying to save, they're trying to salvage a little bit. Yep.
And they probably forgot some shit.
They done forgot some shit, you know what I'm saying? I did do that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
What?
I forgot. Like, it's so like tame. I'm like, dog, I knew her. Shit, I'm like, dog, you don't remember her? I'm like, nah.
So it's like, if I'm like, you know what? Whatever it is, it led you here.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And being able to process it,
man,
that
talk
way.
That you know what? Talk that talk.
You know what I'm saying?
Talk that player shit, man.
You probably say that type of shit with a robe on.
Led you here.
With this shit.
Yeah, right?
Wide open.
Led you here.
That is sick.
Whatever it was, it brought you to me.
Yeah.
Mm. Apparently, that wasn't enough. That wasn't fulfilling. That life you were leading, you know what I'm saying? That body count you was racking up, it didn't fulfill you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You had to come get full. Huh? You had to stop by a tank.
You had to come get full. I'm fooled. Spilling that.
You understand what I'm saying?
You had to come get full.
It was on empty.
It was on empty.
Huh? Yeah.
To come get a tank.
You thought you were out of options. Oh, but salvation is for everybody.
Oh, he preaching. Oh, there you go.
Oh. Oh, but salvation is for every man, woman, boy, and girl. Under the sound of my voice. Man. Hallelujah. Huh?
I save them.
All right, skip the two things. First, before we get to the pro, I want to ask you something.
Yeah.
Okay? You are a pro basketball player.
Yeah.
You are a pro.
Yeah.
You're a skilled professional basketball player. You play basketball for a living. Okay?
Cash checks.
When you come out to the run with us, okay, you are already better than us. Why do you cheat? Okay?
And you are
why?
And you are that,
why do you
bro.
Cheat?
And you are a cheater.
You taught that as you're, like
you're already.
You best never lose a game. Somehow they never lose, never want to lose, and you try so hard to try to beat them every day until you get to that point. When you grow older, you gotta do the same thing.
We're
you
gonna not do that to R&B professional yeah, basketball players.
Just mindset already programmed. That's like when Game and them was going around. And you could never be Game. Remember that? And Game would play basketball with everybody.
I would win. I beat them before. I mean, you can't put D-Mac on me. That's my nigga. But you
I'm just
me.
Saying, but you could never be.
I love D-Mac.
Chief, you was young.
When I was fast. Man,
call every foul.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah,
they just call every foul.
Like, it's not cool.
They cheat like
it's not
crazy.
Cool. You're bigger than us. You're more professional than us.
I
in
just
that
can't
space?
Have you have that win on me though. It's like a R&B dude beat me.
You still lose to us.
No,
You
still lose though. You still take some L's.
You took some L's at the run.
I
would
let down a whole.
I'm just
NBA
saying. You still take some L's. I'm just trying to. I just wanted to ask
that's
you
like
that.
Like letting me come to the booth and I'll sing you. You know.
If you get it off, I'm gonna let you shine.
I forgot who you are.
It's about four or five niggas in the league.
Equal opportunity.
Four or five niggas in the league that can sing a little bit, man.
It is.
I can at least sing the national anthem. I don't know if it goes beyond that, but niggas can sing the national anthem.
Man, we got some albums out. We got some niggas with albums out. Man, we put albums out.
That's what I'm saying.
We got, what's his name? On the Depot. Good thing.
All right, so we've established. This man
is a cheater.
He
likes to cheat.
He's a professional basketball player. A step across half court.
Yeah, yeah.
Cash money. But he cheats us.
How do y'all feel about that? I'm athletes sing and...
How do we feel about what I mean, I'm with it. I tell them the truth, though.
Right.
I tell them, like, I have no problem. I know he same way.
Do they try
he
to be a little nicer too R&B, like, do the moves in the videos?
No. What it is that...
I feel
sometimes,
like we try to get too...
Well, sometimes... Put it like this. There's a rhythm to it.
Yeah.
And so, living in that space... Consistently, you automatically have the rhythm for it.
Okay. Mm.
But pro ballers, their rhythm is dedicated. It's dedicated to basketball.
Yeah.
So when you just try to sneak back into R&B without having lived that rhythm, it can look funny.
Yeah, that's
what it's what you see. It's the truth. What you see. It's not that they're not talented.
Right.
But they're not living enough consistently in the space to make it feel and look authentic.
You can't play R&B.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
For sure.
You can't play R&B. It's like you're rap.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, like, I feel like
it's either you're
like
fully in
hard.
It.
Yeah.
It's the funniest thing, bro, to watch niggas rap or watch like the rapper, I mean the football players or this way. Like, it's hilarious. And it's not that they can't do it.
Yeah.
It's the fact that they don't fully live it. On a day-to-day basis, they have another job that they gotta do to feed their family.
Mm-hmm.
So just playing it don't really work. It's just the same thing as, yes, I feel like I can play basketball, but if it's not something I'm doing every single day that I'm not dedicated to, when the guys that walk in the gym, that's what they are dedicated to on a day-to-day basis, they're gonna probably give it to me.
Yeah.
They're probably giving, you know what I mean? Like,
don't do the work. Yeah.
They've done the
it's
work.
Different. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's no way to halfway do this shit. So I've had those hard conversations with, you know, guys that it's the homies that I think they're talented. They can sing. But I'm like, bro, you're already fighting an uphill battle.
Mm-hmm.
Because
for sure.
Nobody wants to see the rich get richer. Yeah. We already know that's like I don't know why that's like that, but it is what it is. So you're going to face that hate. And then if you don't come through really cooking, niggas is like, oh, I'm cool.
Really cooking.
I'm cool. Like, 2 Chainz used to play basketball, right?
Yeah.
2 Chainz had to focus on rap all day long.
Yep.
Because if he come out there now and try to hoop with y'all, he in trouble.
Yeah.
He in trouble. And that's just kind of what that is, in my opinion.
Or, and sometimes just people having money to throw around and feel like it's that easy.
They get their dream off, too.
Yeah.
And you feel like you can just throw a couple hundred thousand and you'll have a hit record when you just don't know the space.
Yeah.
You don't know the space. So we try, like we try to give the information, but I think the thing that I've come to realize is that I don't know if they really want it.
Yeah.
I don't know if they really want
it. It's hard to tell a millionaire something.
Yeah.
That's the other thing.
Yeah. Yeah,
very hard then to tell that.
It goes to that.
And I know you've experienced that, just even in basketball, like the locker room.
Yeah.
Try to, you know what I mean?
For sure.
Come on. Try to tell the max player something.
Anything.
Like, nigga, what? What you talking about? Max.
You know I'm always open.
All
right. Just throwing it out there.
Real shit. It's the same. It's the same thing in music, bro. That it translates over to where, you know, guys, it's still like, I am who I am.
Yeah.
I got the bag, and if you won't work with me, I can pay somebody else too.
Correct, correct.
That might not even tell me the truth.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So.
Because I got an album coming out. That's what I want.
Hey, listen, you can play it for it.
This is a good play. I believe you too. I believe you got like at least four joints.
Somewhere he got four.
He low key got four joints.
He's just driving away.
He's just waiting for the right moment. You know what I'm saying? This is the right moment to press play. Hey, listen, he ain't gonna say what it is. Nigga, I'm like, who that? Oh, that's me.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I was, you know, just vibing. I was just vibing one night.
Yeah, man, I got an album coming out soon.
Okay.
Cool.
All right, swag. All right, so Lakers have won the championship.
Yeah. That's big.
Out of the bubble.
That's big.
On which was one of the most emotional years in sports with the passing of Kobe. And you playing with Kobe, you playing with the Laker organization and seeing what they've been able to accomplish this year. What feeling do you get from all of that?
Honestly, I feel like I won a championship too, just watching it and hoping they won because everything that's going on that happened this year.
Yeah.
But me going to the funeral with just seeing everybody being in that gym again. And it was just a crazy year, man. I felt like they needed to, not needed, but I feel like it would.
It capped everything
off. Yeah, it capped everything off for sure.
Yeah, no, and sure. The other part is like you said, you've been all LA, everything your whole life. You was hoping you got drafted here. You was hoping you stayed home. So that's a whole nother thing. Like, yes, you're a professional basketball player, but everybody still has their hometown favorite or whatever team they grew up on. And obviously, you really from LA.
Yeah.
LA,
cats that's really from LA are Laker fans.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
You like, really play with Kobe.
Yeah.
And you played with Kobe.
You really did. So, y'all really got moments online where y'all beefing and going back and forth in that gym. Like, he beefing with Kobe?
You're right.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Like, how was that as far as just, like, being from L.A., but realizing, like, he's the guy here.
Man, that's
But
like,
I'm from here.
Yeah.
But we going back, you know what I'm saying?
So, I didn't even think about that in the moment, but just, like, from the first day going there, signing there, I was like, man, I'm ready playing for the team I grew up, like, idolizing, the player I grew up, like, wanting to be like. I had a little fro in high school because of Kobe, you know. It wasn't like Kobe's, but it was a fro, you know?
Yeah,
fro,
you know what I mean? You can afford the barber he had.
You know?
I get it.
All right, I did the whole Laker parades and stuff back then.
Right, right.
So, but from the first day, he called me and told me to come to Orange County at 5 in the morning from the valley.
First day.
From the valley. I almost let him down, but I was like, you know, it's Kobe. I can't. I got to wake up at 3 o'clock. I told him, you know, me coming to Orange County, I got to wake up earlier than you. He told me, make sure you get your ass down there or, you know, it's over. Nah, he didn't say that. I'm just
But remember, pretty much that pretty was the much, feeling, though.
Yeah, that was the feeling.
Right.
Nah, I was more geeked to just be getting that phone call from somebody I grew up watching and loving. So once I got there, he came in with the shades at 5 in the morning.
Yeah? Shades. Ain't no sun out.
No sun out.
Okay, cool.
But he was waiting in the car to make sure everybody was on time. He was there probably, I'll probably say, an hour before everybody.
Just sitting in the car.
Just sitting in the car, making sure people show up. He said, I just wanted to see if y'all was hungry enough to show up. And literally, we just talked and we left. He talked about what we
no
gonna
workout
do.
No
workout or nothing. We just
y'all in full hoop clothes though.
Full hoop clothes.
I think y'all about to get in.
Well, he came in. He said, "I just want to talk to y'all and see where y'all minds at before we start this journey, and see if y'all willing to, you know, wake up this early." So I'm like, "Okay, cool." He got me out the bed at 5 and 4 in the morning, but hey, man, let's talk. You know?
He always that guy.
He's always that guy. He gonna get his in.
He gonna get let's talk. First I said, come on, man. There's no sun outside, man. Came up with the thick aviators, the thick glasses, the black one shades.
You don't really like to finish your words, huh? With the aviators? That's not, whatever. That's my bad.
Those aviators, what are they called?
Aviators.
Yeah, aviators.
Academic probation.
Yeah, that's my academic probation. Remember that. I grew out of it. I'm glad I kind of grew out of it.
This is AP right here.
I kind of grew out of it.
It's AP right here, nigga. You know who you're talking to?
I kind of grew out of it, but shit. I didn't. I still got a little bit left.
So 5 in the morning, aviators. Okay, I got your back.
Yeah, thank you. I was waiting for y'all to say something, y'all to let me say it, but it's cool. I look to see if people will correct me sometime, because I don't be knowing what I be saying sometime.
Mm-hmm.
So
the only way you learn.
Yeah, the only way you learn.
You think, AP? Come on, baby.
I'm gonna learn. I'm hands on. Mm-hmm. Look, but yeah, he came in with the shades on just to talk and talk about the season. I thought that was my first like Kobe moment. Like I knew like the season was gonna be on like a roller coaster ride, because that's the first experience I did with Kobe. I'm thinking I'm about to work out. I got my shorts on, stretching. I'm getting a nice lather in. I said that right? Lather.
What do you mean a nice lather?
I mean sweat.
That's a sweat, like, you know.
Okay.
Or it could be just putting on lotion, but whatever. It's okay.
Yeah,
this is swaggy.
Getting a nice lather.
I'm like, you know, stretching, trying to show him I can shoot. I'm working out a little bit there, trying to act like I'm here on
But I'm sure he's watched a lot of film at this point. On you.
On you.
This is Kobe. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So, get there, he tell me what I need to work on, what I need to do, learn these plays, but what I need to work on going more right, because I always go left, he said. Telling me about my own game the whole time. I said, damn, this is Kobe breaking me down. Like,
that's crazy.
Right? Like, he's already watched the film on all y'all, so he's telling me what I need to work on and everything. So the next day, we get in the gym same time and we start working. But that was like my first experience.
What was the first game like?
First game, I didn't play. I was hurt because Kobe broke my thumb. In practice.
Mm.
We had some good. We had some paddles, man. We had some paddles.
Okay.
It wasn't like intentionally swiped down and.
Yeah. But he practiced hard.
Yeah, he practiced hard. And another story, he didn't think my finger was broke. So he kept passing me the ball hard and telling me to practice. I'm like, Kobe, dog, it's swollen. But, you know, that's him. That's
not the result of
the
way that looks?
Yeah, right there. That's everybody know that story. Yeah, that's out there.
Wow.
That's out there.
That's crazy.
Broke it. So I didn't get a chance to play like the first month.
Mm-hmm.
But you were you played in a legendary game.
Yeah.
His last game.
So you got 60, right? That's crazy.
Is that crazy?
That's crazy.
I was at the game.
No, we were in Phoenix that night.
He dropped
Remember?
60.
We were at the Phoenix Suns last game, seeing shit that was going on. Because, you know, Earl Watson is family for us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we go to Phoenix. We watching young boy Dev get busy out there, you know. But it's the last game of the season type shit. And we trying to see Kobe's last game through like the whole little ticker thing of like what's going on.
That's crazy.
And it went from like, oh, he got 20. Oh, he got 35. Tank, this nigga got 47.
Right?
Tank, nigga, he got 55. Yeah. Like, literally.
I think I went to the second to the last game at the Staples Center.
Yeah.
I went to second to last
crazy.
Game.
Them tickets those was going for crazy.
No, and I paid the money.
Yeah, I remember having that conversation with you.
I told my wife now. I said, listen, we going to see Kobe, but it costs. I said, we're going to see Kobe,
and
we were sitting right across from y'all bench, and Kobe came out the game. He put the ice on, and he gave me the head nod, and I was like, this.
It was worth it.
Listen,
it
was worth it. Kobe gave me a head nod, and I was like, come on, Becky. He said this. Nope.
Right.
He told me personally that he wasn't coming back in the game.
That's all he needed.
And my girl was like, who are you talking to? I was like, I'm talking to Kobe, bitch. I'm talking to Kobe. Shit.
All right.
Kobe, my man. And that was like one of the coolest moments
ever. What did he say to you about the meme?
This one?
About the shoot.
Oh, turn around. Turn around.
Like, what is
it? So what many
is, no, that's the, because the real shit is, that meme is kind of why you really popping on social media, period. So when you know what I mean?
That
like,
owe me some money,
it took
bro.
You another place.
What, Facebook bought all the memes or something?
Listen, bro, yeah, man, what did Kobe say to you about that shot? I know he had to say something.
I ain't gonna lie, I kind of forgot. I didn't think it was gonna be that big. I ain't gonna lie to you, because I had just hit like 3 threes before then. So I'm playing around, we blowing them out. So I, you know, D'Antoni, we shoot nothing but threes. So right. We up by like 20. I made 3 in a row, so I shoot it. I'm thinking I'm about to, you know, turn around, show off some more.
Yeah, you on fire.
I'm on fire. I'm about to, you know. And then I was thinking, you know, Gil did it. You know, I'm about to do it now. And I gotta show him up. I gotta show him up for what he did to me. I still hold revenge for that. I still got it in my mind. So yeah, I shot it. I thought it was cash. And then turned around and shit wobbled and it was out. But I thought it was over. I'm thinking it was over. Then Shaq put it on Shaq and the Fool. And then next thing you know, I see the trending on Twitter. I said, man, all right, man. I thought it was over with that day, but people still do it to this day.
There's that.
Hey, everyone. I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with a Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic. And at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
So the funny thing is, as you know, from your basketball career, we'll go back. Yeah. Obviously, you're a world champion. Yeah. Salute to that, because you know I'm a Warrior fan.
There's so salute
for that.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
You did work up there.
Yeah.
You did work up there,
brother.
Did what you were supposed to do.
But yeah, bro, like, from there, with the whole social media play, I get a phone call like that. From my father.
That's my
rest dog. In peace. From my father, he said, "Jay, who is Swaggy P?" Like, how do you know who the fuck? What? Do you know him? I said, "Actually, I do. It's the homie. We hoop." Like, what you mean? He an NBA player, right? Like, hoop dude, just playing. He NBA player. You hoop with? Yes, that's the homie. He posted me. That's what he said to me, right?
He posted me, Jay.
He posted me. I said, he posted what? My V-Lad. My V-Lad interview. He posted my V-Lad interview.
V-Lad.
Man. What? Okay. Okay, cool. Tell me what's going on. He's like, go to your Instagrams. Go to your Instagrams.
The Instagrams.
Swaggy P posted me. And it looked like he popping on there, right? Like, I go to pay your ass, not knowing that that's my father.
I didn't know at all.
Oh, you didn't know?
I didn't know.
Oh, I
thought the story was so funny and crazy. I said, nah, bro. I got to see if this true.
That's crazy. I didn't know that.
I see him at the gym like, you know it's my father. He was like, I was wondering why people were putting your name.
People was tagging
in the comment section.
Like, hold on, wait.
I'm like, man, that's my father, bro.
And the
funny thing is, I guess like a week before he passed, when I went to go see him and talk to him, I had talked, because me and you had talked, and I was like, man, he said when you come to LA, he want to meet you, blah, 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 blah. And you know, he passed the a week after that, but he was like, man, Swaggy P.
All right.
Post up.
So listen,
how was that though?
So I'm gonna give you this before we even go. So we made shirts for Pops, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's for the 10 Toes Down tour.
Yeah.
So you can open that. That's for you, man. I was like, I've got to make sure.
Yeah.
I was like, I got to make sure.
Oh no, that's dope.
I get that to you, man.
Tell me about Bubbles though, man. He bit you, man.
Man, Bubbles tried to take me out.
He tried to, man.
Oh no, is this actually a picture of him?
That's a real picture in front of his Rolls Royce.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
That's a real picture of him in front of his Rolls Royce, 10 Toes Down tour, man. That's the cities and the places and the host roles.
Yeah, I can't be going to those shows no more. You was taking your shirt off in front of my lady and shit. I don't really like that. No, I'm just going to take it to your face.
That just went to what? You've been waiting to get that off.
Water on yourself and
how
shit.
How did you even get there?
Because you, Valentine, gave us tickets. I'm thinking it'll be a nice show.
Since he gave you a shirt, it reminded of you of him giving you tickets?
Yes, because, you know, me and my homie, we all looking at you. You like dancing and shit to the music.
Listen, I'm the CP3 of R&B.
Nick?
Okay. I'm the assist king. I'm throwing the line for you, baby.
Yeah.
That's for you.
Yeah. You got to dunk that thing, man.
Everything I'm doing up there is for you. I got.
How is that, though, man? Like, how's it being on stage? Like, do you know, like, what you're going to do? Like, you know you're going to, like, flex and pour water on yourself?
I don't pour water on myself.
I'm about to say, do you do that, bro?
He's like, because you be sweating and shit. You be like, wet, you know? Why you get so wet? Oh, this nigga be like, wet in the motherfucker. Like, shit. Where does water come from? This nigga got a chest out.
Where does this water come from?
I stay well hydrated, my brother, for that purpose.
Man. Well,
I know the stage lights is going to be hot. You feel me? So I stay hydrated so I can be well glistened.
Or lathered.
Oh, or man, lathered. I can be well lathered.
Yeah,
you see,
yeah,
I have a good lather on stage. That's what I give them. Yeah. Listen, man.
No, it's funny. That show, I remember, you hit me. You're like, man, this nigga take the shirt off and shit, man. That's what you do, baby.
I'm setting you up.
Did you always be like that? Like, you was always like that? Or, like, you got like that as you got, like, buff in the gym or something?
I got buffed in the gym. Because I was singing church music.
From the beginning? No, like, kicking ice cream in the church.
No, I'm saying I didn't start singing R&B until 2 years out of high school.
Oh.
So, and then when I started singing R&B, I was on, like, some Boys to Men kind of, because I'm transitioning out of gospel.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't until I went on the road with Ginuwine that things, you know, took a turn.
To go somewhere else with
you. So that was like your first
tour. Go somewhere else with you.
That was my first R&B tour. Ginuwine and Aaliyah.
Like, where did y'all go? Oh,
bro.
Aaliyah.
It was Drew Hill, Ginuwine, Aaliyah, Mary J. Blige, and Bone Thugs and Harmony.
That was my first. Bone Thugs and Harmony.
They were huge. They
were the biggest. They were the biggest in the world.
For sure, but that's rap though. Like.
But they were doing something. They were melody.
Boom, 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 boom.
They was the first
boom,
with melody.
Yeah.
They established melody as rappers.
Yeah.
Like, and it was crazy to see the crowds go from enjoying Drew Hill and Ginuwine and Aaliyah and Mary J. To to going crazy.
Yeah.
When Bone Thugs the same R&B fans singing every R&B song when Bone came out.
They know everywhere.
They went crazy.
Trying to rap fast as hell.
Bro, and I was there for all of it. So that was my intro into, you know.
Secular music.
Secular music, but that was my intro into seeing sex sell.
What's that?
What the fuck is secular music?
Seeing,
so that's what church people call.
That's what church people call.
Really, it's really
R&B,
them saying the devil's music.
Yeah,
If you're not singing about God, you sing about the devil to people in church.
So I'm watching Ginuwine every night.
Ginuwine,
I'm watching him gyrate. I'm watching him hump the stage, hump a towel, hump a speaker.
For real, he was doing that?
Hump a girl. Pour water on himself.
He really
poured the water on himself. Pour water on himself.
Glitter.
I watched him dive out into the audience every night.
Ginuwine was cold.
He was cold, he was wild, and he could fight.
Right. He said he could fight?
Could fight.
Light skinned nigga can fight.
Hey, you don't know that about Ginuwine.
Hell no.
I asked that nigga why he wore baby hair, he said.
That's why you got the crib, because Ginuwine.
Show.
I can
fight.
Fight.
Like,
with all of it.
Like fight night. And ready to fight. What'd he say? He said that Ginuwine. Okay, just make sure. First Chris Brown.
Man, that's funny.
For real?
The original Chris Brown.
Yeah.
Will fight.
Real talk.
From DC, though.
From DC.
Same thing. They all from that.
Oh, yeah.
DC, Maryland, Virginia.
So that was my intro into seeing how sex was sold and seeing the confidence in that space and then trying my hand at it because he let me come out on stage and do a little something. You know what I'm saying? So when Ginuwine would take his shirt off, I'd be in the background mics.
Yeah.
I'd take my shirt off.
Man, this nigga.
I didn't have the muscles at the top. They weren't there. Genuine was killing me. He had the six pack, everything. I wasn't that guy then. You know what I'm saying? And then when I got off tour with him, I was like, damn, I need some muscles. And so, because it ain't going to work.
Available at the Walmart?
It's not going to work.
Damn, I need some
Genuine
muscles.
Genuine got the six pack and everything, and it's not going to work. You know what I'm saying? I was like, I need some muscles. And so I joined this gym. It was called Leslie's Gym, right around the corner. But I was always an athlete, but the muscle thing was different.
All right.
And I found this little kid. The kid's name was Marcus. He eventually became family. And this kid was 16 to 17 years old in high school playing football. He looked like a grown man. He was one of those guys, like, over 300 pounds. Yeah. 6 feet, muscle bound, calves, everything. I'm like, you're like, yeah, I'm 17. I'm like, you're what? He said, I can train you though. He trained me, put me on a little medicine. Ain't no drug testing in R&B. I just want to put that out there.
Wait.
Man. Let's keep going.
Man. HGH, you said HGH?
Wasn't no HGH back then. Okay? It was just straight testosterone. Straight testosterone.
Oh, man. Hey, man.
Keep it real, then.
Keep it a thousand,
keep
huh?
Keep it a thousand, wow.
Ain't no drug testing in R&B. They put him on a little medicine. Before you know it, Tank had muscles. Huh?
How long did that take, though? Oh, he's talking about the SGA shit.
It took about, I mean, I was fresh. I had a clean slate. So shit, about 4 months in, I was looking like a superhero.
Damn.
I looked like a lean superhero.
But did it like mess with you a little bit?
No, it enhanced.
It enhanced?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you like, you still do it to this day?
There were enhancements. See, now you're trying to get into I see what you do. I see what you're doing, Swaggy. I see what you're doing.
I want to see how long you got to be on it.
Since I was 22?
It's like a 4 month thing. Yeah. Did the muscles leave?
So, no, I was already an athlete. So, I was accustomed to training. You know what I'm saying? So, what happens with people who really, really juice. Like, that wasn't my thing. Yeah. I wasn't into competition levels of doing competition level
juice. He was trying to sell a record or two.
I was just trying to sell a record or two. So for me, the things that I were gaining were more natural. And so it wasn't so much in the pill that I was taking. It was more in the work that I was doing. So anytime I dropped, like, it was something that I would do, like, once every, like, 3-4 years.
Did you eat right and shit? You eat right?
I don't
that's
eat a lot.
Part for me. Okay.
So that's my gift and my curse. I don't eat a lot, but I do look like my cookies and cakes. Yeah. But I don't eat a lot of food.
See what we got here, nigga. Champagne.
Yeah, so champagne and cookies. So sometimes I need those calories because I'll go a whole day and only eat once or forget to eat.
Damn.
So that's my problem. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But you know,
I be snacking all that.
Yeah, but in terms of the sauce, like, you know, you just gotta. Like, HGH is one of those things that they don't really want to promote too much.
Yeah.
Only because from a Western medicine standpoint, they don't want you to replenish your HGH levels. They don't want you to essentially heal yourself.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They don't want that.
So it's not that
they want
bad.
You to get old. And,
yeah, they want you to get old. Like, you have to think. You play professional sports.
Yeah.
So as you are, how old are you right now?
35.
As you are 35, your HGH levels are probably at a man that's probably 60, 70 years old.
Shit.
Just because how much you've had to put out and how much you've had to recover.
I feel like it sometimes.
It is a fact. And so the HGH part of it is trying to replenish those levels, you know, not turn you back to no 20-year-old, but at least get you to the point to where your body can recover better than it is now.
Yeah.
So that's the thing on it, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, you got to do more research to that type of stuff. I'm clean.
You know a lot about it. Hey, man, I'll start flying out the gym. Just no tank.
Listen, there's been a couple guys who we saw fading, and then
we'll talk after. I'm clean, but I know where it is. Okay, my last question, and then Jay has a special part of the service that he would like for you to participate in. Is LeBron James the GOAT?
Yeah. Best player ever?
Yeah.
Greatest of all time? Yeah, for sure. I think so.
Wow. MJ?
I just think his competition he had to battle face is...
Are you saying that because you were part of that competition?
Yeah, I don't think MJ had to ever face a team like the Warriors.
He was the Warriors.
So he's KD.
He was the Warriors.
I'm not gonna let y'all do that though.
No, I'm saying
I'm not gonna let y'all do that.
Don't say y'all.
No, it was loaded.
It wasn't bad.
It was loaded. You came through with the pistol.
No,
listen. He came through with the loaded with the question with the pistol.
They wasn't the Warriors.
The question's loaded.
How?
They were the best team in the NBA.
Okay, they were the best team, but they wasn't the Warriors.
They were the first version.
They weren't, bro. They weren't.
That was good.
If we're talking about a 70-plus win team.
The Warriors, you have Charles Barkley, Michael Jordan, and
No. I'm not saying that.
Okay.
I'm saying in terms of, let's look in those days. In terms of a 72, 73 win team.
Right, they did it.
That was them. They set the bar. Right. So Michael Jordan was never coming into a finals with that team as an underdog.
Yeah.
Warriors never went into a finals as an underdog.
Right.
They were those guys. Yeah. So, and then going back to your point, I don't feel like Jordan, I feel like he faced heavy competition. I feel like he faced some heavy teams, some historic teams, but I feel like the evolution of athletes is so much different now.
For sure.
That what LeBron faces is like you got a guy named like Dinwiddie.
Yeah.
That'll give LeBron 30.
Yeah.
On a cool night.
Yeah
but
sure.
You also had Joe Dumars who would give niggas 30. Like I get it.
Joe
right?
Dumars is a guy. Joe Dumars
no, but
is not
what
like,
I'm saying, though,
Joe Dumars
is
an all-star.
But he's also but Joe Dumars also was a smaller competitor. It was, you know what I mean? Like, it was different things. And yes, he was a guy. I will give you
he was
that.
He's the second leading scorer in the team.
I think, though.
Or leading scorer.
But he was the second leading scorer of the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah, but who
at
knew?
At one point. Right. No, I get it. Right. And he from the Valley, nigga who?
Yeah, he was
right?
He's a monster.
Right? What I will say, and this is my opinion, right? It's everybody's opinion. I personally think when you have GOAT talk, it has to be more Mount Rushmore and more generational than it is saying what somebody would have done with different rules, with different style of play, with teaming up with however the league is now from what however the league was then, right? Because now there's no more hand checking. A guy...
And they were scared of Michael Jordan. You've seen it in the last
No, no, for sure. But imagine playing in a league where a nigga can literally guide you, where he kind of wants you to go, and you don't get a call for it. Right? Like, there are guys now who make half their points on the free throw line.
Right, but you also have to say this, though. I agree with what you're saying. But I think what we always dial back to is that there are more guys capable in this new game of basketball than they were back then.
They've been raised
different.
And here goes
so
the other thing.
Everybody's been raised off of the Michael Jordan algorithm.
I want to give you the real question that nobody really asks. Where the fuck is Kareem in this conversation?
Right.
The greatest winner of all time.
Of all times.
At all levels.
Nobody want to see a big as the greatest.
I get it, though. And, but let's keep it funky about
full,
it.
Full because, funk. Because he won. He was the greatest.
He also had competition.
You can't put them in because they don't score in different ways.
He scored the most points of all time.
He didn't. In the same way.
But in his era, against Wilt Chamberlain, he wasn't.
To me, Shaq is.
Kareem was an anomaly, though, in his time.
I get it, bro. Kareem Michael Jordan was, too. And now LeBron is. Because,
but LeBron isn't so much of an anomaly.
As good as Giannis is, he's not as skilled as a LeBron James. He's not.
He's like
as good as Doncic is. He's not as smart as LeBron is, or athletic as he is. Like LeBron has everything you put everything. When you're making Frankenstein. Yeah,
you're right. You're right.
Give me this.
You're right.
Give me that.
You're right.
Sprinkle a little bit of this. Okay, fuck up his hair. Okay, but we gonna make sure.
We gonna make
like
sure.
MJ.
Right?
Well, so the Mount Rushmore idea.
I think it's Mount Rushmore.
I think it's Mount Rushmore.
That nigga LeBron is cold.
Because here's what I feel like.
Well, MJ is fucking LeBron, he's like Jesus, man.
LeBron is my favorite player right now. Been my favorite player for quite some time. But
see how he's moving at 35?
It's insane.
It's insane.
Hey, but
it's insane.
He'll jump.
I think what I
somebody
think,
got some regeneration.
Somebody
got something going on, baby. In that bumbo.
We also can't negate, we also can't take away the fabric of all of these players, the DNA of all of these players. And that DNA is easily Michael Jordan.
I would say, like, the impact MJ has a bigger impact than any sports player in the world.
On any sport.
It won't be close.
In any sport. Everybody in any sport wants to be like Mike.
You want to be like Mike?
Yeah. But my thing is, I hate that people say you can't never be better than Mike.
You can.
It's like, nobody can ever be
better. I think a nigga got to come and go 7-0, though. He got to come and go 7-0 in the finals.
No, because even then, there's going to be something.
Right?
Because Michael Jordan, like, if they change the sign of
if LeBron had 13 rings right now, nobody would be able to say shit.
Say shit. But this is the easiest finals LeBron ever played.
Oh, this one, yeah, this is easy.
I disagree.
Oh, here you go.
I'm talking about not the bubble. I'm talking about the easiest team.
Oh, he faced.
Miami shouldn't have been there.
I feel like that is the easiest team he
respect
faced.
Respect to Miami,
but I also believe that since it looks so easy, you know what I'm saying, when they finally got on the floor, that Jimmy Butler guy said, I'm going to make sure
it's hard for but can
we, it's not that easy.
Can we all agree, though, that he also has the second best player in the NBA on his team?
Probably.
I would agree.
Okay.
But did he always... did he play like the best player every game?
That's
the thing.
You remind me of like KG.
But the fear is there.
Without the KG.
The fear is there, right?
I got it. If the points ain't there, they lose.
I watched the game where he got hurt a little bit. Was it when Miami won? And I watched it with a Miami fan. It's like, I hope he doesn't come. I don't really want him to be hurt for his career, but I just hope he don't come.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
Look what they had to fall back on after that. You're going to ask Danny Green to try to score 80 points? Caldwell Pope, even though he stepped up.
Yeah, he stepped up.
Caldwell Pope and Rondo.
Rondo,
listen,
you know
Rondo is the best player I've ever seen, really.
Kruka Caruso.
Okay,
he didn't really score like that.
I love him, though. He bring a different type of energy. Caruso's my favorite player. If I got to choose anybody on Lakers, I roll with Caruso.
I knew that when Rondo came back, that the Lakers were going to win the championship. If Rondo didn't come back, they were not going to win the championship. Man.
If Rondo and Avery Bradley would have been there, they might have swept everybody.
Swept everybody. Yep.
For sure.
Because as great as LeBron is, he's 35.
Right. Yeah. If Avery Bradley would have been in that bubble, they might have swept.
You could see it at times. And so you needed Rondo to come in and say, all right, Bron, I got it.
Yeah.
Relax. I'll hold it down for 7 minutes while you...
Rondo is a great
Rondo's a beast.
So before, I'm going to go to the section, but I got to ask this because I'm from the Bay. I'm a Warriors fan.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
How that shit feel, bro? That championship. We know what platinum records feel like.
Crazy.
We know what success feels like. Winning a champ. Don't even worry about it. It was nobody, right? So, you niggas be nobodies, right? I get it.
Houston was tough.
We don't respect it. We whooped them niggas. It was our time. You had your shirt off, dog. Hennessy.
Dog, that shit was amazing.
Hennessy P.
That was amazing.
Right?
Damn.
Like, all the basketball you played in your life, was it worth it to take the pay cut, go play where it's like, you know, listen, I'm a part of it.
Yeah.
More so than it's like, I'm going somewhere, some weak-ass team. I know I ain't going to the playoffs, but I'm going to give niggas 30 every other night. I'm going to average 22. I might can go get a bag after this to say, you know what? I've played in this league. I've had success in this league. I know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to take this bread and go be an integral part to a team that I know can take me to the mountaintop.
Man, for me... It was tough. I had to sit down and talk with Gil. He was like,
go there, you never won. It could change like your narrative and everything. So
right, but you wouldn't be able to make those shorts if you sure. never if you don't got
that. For me, I didn't win in high school. I didn't win in college. So I was yeah. So like we lost in the championship game in high school. I was mad as shit. So right. I know how that felt. But just to damn, that was unbelievable. Like that brought back memories when I watched it just Tuesday or yeah. Sunday when I seen yeah. the Lakers. Cause that parade, your family there, the champagne in the locker room, everybody drinking, you got your gargles on, you burning out crazy.
You know, gargles don't got an R in it, right? Man, man, fuck it. I'm sorry.
Gargles.
Leave AP alone. Man.
Gargles? I can't
help it. How you say goggles?
It's the Asian.
Don't do this, man.
Goggles. My grandma Chinese. My grandma Chinese, so I was sticking on certain work, things. Man. Mad.
LA, though, you know?
And how you...
like
gargles. What yeah, like Gargamel?
Yeah, like gargles. You got gargles on.
How you like gargle? whatever. So you had your gargles on.
Have
you
got your champagne. On. Champagne. Just saying anything. Oh, man.
Yeah, you definitely saying anything. Doing anything. All y'all.
What?
Yeah,
I was so drunk and like I felt like the champagne was getting in my pores because it was just, man, I just passed out on the bus. I didn't get a chance to take my pictures, man. I was mad.
You're not in the championship pictures?
I didn't get my separate picture. You know how everybody holds a trophy, yeah, with my family and shit. Because we was all like, they even sprayed my mom, my dad, everybody in them just getting sprayed. Like everybody's soaked with champagne. All
that's dope.
They spray like, they spend like, I think, 500,000 worth in bottles and shit.
Oof.
It's the next platinum record, we just gotta go crazy. Like, we just gotta start spraying people with champagne and just wilding. Bro, we have to act like
we
want to spray
my son low key, though, I think. Like, kids being there, like, y'all going crazy, bro. Like,
get this little nigga.
Yeah, it's crazy, bro. Like, they get caught up in the mix because, like, the whole, it's like a family thing. So,
right.
That's dope.
You see moms in the middle of the powwow, they tell, bring your dad turn. Get them in the middle. Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. So, we have a part of our show.
Yeah.
It's called I Ain't Saying No Names.
Yeah.
You tell us a story, funny or fucked up. Either one or both. But you don't mention the culprit's
name. Don't you do it. Don't you.
You were there. You experienced it.
Don't you do it.
The R&B Money Show ain't about no snitching. Ain't
about no snitching.
We don't do no telling on the R&B Money Show.
We don't do no telling.
I need a story, bro. I need something.
Shit. All right. Rookie year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm driving, right? Somehow I got to be the driver.
The designated
driver. No, basically I was paid to be a chauffeur.
Okay. But he might not have been designated. He might have been drunk too. Yeah. But you know, whatever.
Yeah, I was drinking too, but I was a chauffeur. I got the hat on, the suit, everything. I got full chauffeur outfit. I was paid.
Where do they sell these for niggas at 6-7?
I don't know how they found this shit, but they paid me. I pulled up and picking. We leaving the strip club.
Okay.
And it's in Philly.
Oh, okay.
In Philly.
Yeah. Philly got some legendary strippers.
Legendary strippers.
Yeah, they do.
Legendary.
Yeah, they do.
Now, I'm a rookie. I'm like, damn, this is, this is, God, for real?
Yeah.
I'm like, nah, bruh. I'm driving them, though, and my player partner in the back, it's like, and I turn around. I'm like, damn, did I just see what I'm seeing? And they driving, they in the back seat, doing everything.
As they supposed to.
Mm-hmm. And I'm driving like, damn, this is what the NBA is about. I'm in Philly, I'm like, damn, this is really NBA. I can't wait to start hooping up here.
I can't wait till I get the bag.
Right? I can't wait till I get my bag, bro. Yo, this nigga really doing this? In front of me, they don't care. I'm just talking to them and shit like, hey, anywhere, y'all want some food, anything? And then we pull up to the hotel. It's crazy, bro. I think it was a legendary night for me.
Yeah.
I seen, it was like somebody, like I had a crush on him like then. It's one of those nights. I thought
her,
I would never
see. You seen her getting bussed down?
Yeah, in a car. And I'm driving, chauffeur, like with a hat on.
Bussed down.
Bussed down.
Yeah, and we're not talking about the diamond watch either.
No, no, no.
We're talking about a whole other type of watch.
Man, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Welcome to the NBA.
Yeah, this is a real
Welcome to being on the road with Genuine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know
what he said?
Yeah. Bust down. 3 hours.
You know, stopping at lights is taking extra long, looking like, man, this is really happening.
Because once you get there, it's going to stop.
Yeah.
Once you get to the hotel.
Damn, I'm going
to
feel like, damn, that looks nice, man. I want something. I was saying a little thing. Like, yeah, man, I want stuff too, man.
You sure you good?
Yeah, you.
You sure you
y'all,
good?
Y'all need Gatorade.
Y'all need.
You look parched, right?
You look thirsty. Hey, come on, Chan. You don't want to catch no cramp back there.
Right, man. We got game tomorrow.
I ain't really gonna play.
I ain't really gonna play. We're tagging in.
We need you though.
I finished that up, but
hey, look.
Fuck, bro.
Pull this thing over, man.
That's great.
Right? No, that's a crazy.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the R&B Money Podcast with our guest, our friend,
the legendary.
Family, the legendary.
Legendary.
Swaggy motherfucking Pete out in the building.
Oh,
make sure y'all get some of his merch.
Yes.
Yeah,
make sure
hated.
You get some of the most hated.
Yeah.
Please get that.
We still waiting on it.
Support this black-owned business, okay? Support this black-owned business.
I'll buy some.
We'll buy it. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all don't need to buy nothing. I got y'all.
And it don't matter where you start. It only matters where you're going.
R&B Money!
R&B Money is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Don't forget to subscribe to and rate our show. And you can connect with us on social media via at R&B Money Podcast or at The Real Tank or at J Valentine.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.